The Man Who's Telling Words in Motion by Eli Clare, published by Homopactus Press, read by Eli Clare, copyright 2007, part 3, which includes Old Country Endearment, Cleaning Dead Birds, Whalebone and Ash, Words and Breath, In the City, East Oakland, Tremors, and Interlude 2, Updraft. Old Country Endearment. Mama rocked me to sleep with an old country endearment, last fragments of a language she didn't speak, and Grandma abandoned to the cities of Detroit. And Great-Grandma, the cornfields, never spoke English. I searched the dictionary for that one word, river at dusk. I'd throw my baseball cap high, watch the bats circle it down again and again, nearly to the gravel bar. Then veer away, flickering in the dim light. Mama's voice, Yaliskin. I circle it down, but the dictionary pronounces Leakin. I veer away, consonants shift, an old country endearment, no longer a real word. Written, 1991, about childhood, 1968. Cleaning Dead Birds. Note, this is one of the poems about child sexual abuse. 1. My father's students brought him gunny sacks of dead birds, ducks and geese they had shot at Garrison Lake. They lumbered up to our house, rifles stashed in trucks, rubber boots muddy, mumbled about hunting season. Too many birds that afternoon. See you Monday, Mr. Johnson. They left quickly. We cleaned the mallards at his workbench. Shot, soon smelling of wet feathers and burlap, he cut their gizzards open, showed me the dark grit inside. I played with the guts, blood on my hands and shirt. Eating the roasted birds, sometimes I bit down on buckshot. 2. My father plans his second wedding, traces the old maps, foot of Humbug Mountain, Sixes River Grange Hall, church on 6th Street. The girl soon to be his stepdaughter, will she walk the logging roads with him, learning the shape rocks and forest, books and music, only to wear his semen nearly transparent against her body, as I once did. Spend hours in the woodshop watching as he sands and oils birdseye maple, then together cleaning dead birds. Fear tastes like buckshot. 3. After the vows, my father stands outside the Grange Hall, beard trimmed tight. He drinks champagne, smiles, poses. The danger too real, whether they clean dead birds together or not, laugh wildly after dinner, or become family, sure a salmon run upriver to the spawning beds every year. He must stop here. I warn my stepmother, tell her the stories he denies, pitting memory against memory, truth lodged in my body. Written, 1991, about childhood, 1971, and wedding, 1991. Whalebone and Ash. 41 sperm whales, long as logging trucks, beached themselves on South Jetty when I was 14. They blew warm streams of air from their blowholes, whoosh and sigh every 5 minutes. People lined up for miles, took Polaroid pictures, fried teeth from bone, carved initials and swastikas into living flesh. Boys hopped whale to whale as if they were driftwood logs until police barricaded the beach. Not the death of animals showed her deep inside a briar patch, but public. I wanted to caress their obsidian sides, pour handfuls of salt water over them, lay my body down in the sand. First blood stained my thighs, floated and sank in clots. My mother celebrated, but I wanted the privacy of climbing trees, skipping stones, wading knee-deep in the river. Bones ached, body learning to clench. The whale stopped breathing slowly, lungs collapsing under earthbound weight. They pounded the beach with her flukes, died mewing in the rain. Later, a crew arrived with chainsaws and bulldozers, idled and roared through blubber and bone, blood joined the tide. They burned what they could, all-night bonfires, gasoline-soaked pyres, buried the rest, pink ribbons decorated the sand. That summer, my strange new body curving to breast and hip, I laughed at tourists who remembered the headlines, expected to find whale bone and ash. Those strangers who didn't know the ocean had washed the beach flat and clean again. Written 1992, about whale beaching 1979. Words and Breath. 1. Suzanne, 1976. That summer, you came to visit from Arkansas, longtime friend of my parents. You stayed a week, swam the river, clambered up Battle Rock with me, you and your woman lover. That summer, they say, the county sheriff beat a hitchhiker almost to death, a thin white man with long hair and a guitar, then laughed faggot all over town. I showed you muskrat, deer, the best blackberry bramble, asked you to come live with me in my river valley. Parents grew silent, the word lesbian hovered and fell. You must have waited until our house slept, Milky Way splayed across the sky, to hold hands, let fingers trail belly and hip. 2. Main Street, 1982. I left that valley, found women in the city, words and breath, touch and taste, walked the streets as if they were logging roads. Still, the women at the bank know me by name. Their husbands pull crab, fill the boats with snapper and cod when the Chinook aren't running. Main Street, from the pizza parlor to Pitcher's Tavern, past the car care clinic, I watch for small, ineffable signs, hair trimmed short, single silver stud, left hand, no ring, watch and wait. An hour north, Sunday is gay night at Lucky's. Only the fishermen one that fight no one, the answer's close. 3. River Rock, 1987. I study a map, follow the rumors, rain, stream bed, curving north, drive beyond the familiar clear cuts. Trees, gray-green, winter light. I used to say I found dykes with faces clear, hair spiked, old smell of cedar and garlic. But that was always too simple. I stayed long enough to hike the logging roads, split firewood, sleep alone. Over dinner, we lean into each other. I've forgotten the stories, but not how they knocked one against another, River Rock underfoot. Written 1991 and 2007, about coming out of the dyke 1976 to 1987. In the city, I walk the streets as if they were logging roads, lose myself in the maze of stoplights, one-way streets, skyscrapers. In the backwoods, I shot seagulls at the county dump, cut bear claws apart, traced tendon and ligament, and here I gawk. Homeless people, their shopping carts and bedrolls, black people, Chinese people, Chicanas, drag queens and punks, Beth's down on Burnside Avenue, gawk at them all. We used to drown stray cats, gummy sacks tied tight, weighted with rock. The ones we didn't drown, we skinned naked to look like infants hung from their heels. The white men in their wool suits, limos, shine to sparkle, a gawk, take alleyways past garbage cans rolling loose, dumpsters overflowing, smell of rain and piss on concrete, suck in the thick weave of Spanish, Cantonese, street talk, English, screech, wail, pierce of ambulance, fire truck, squad car. We played chicken, 60 miles an hour, on the back roads, our first funerals. I learned to count blocks, memorize parallel and perpendicular, remember not to nod and smile at every passerby crossing Broadway. I don't want to believe all the rules have changed. Written 1994, about living in Portland, 1982. East Oakland. Old photographs, her hair straight, parted, curled at the ends, mouth tight, eyes refused the camera. I wouldn't have recognized you then. And now you lean against the doorframe, laughing, short, short afro, broad smile. East Oakland, 1965. Your brother's in and out of jail, gunfights down the street, and every morning your mama straightened your hair, burning the back of your neck. You tip your chair back, hands crossed behind head, watch your reflection in the night black window. You say, my daddy always sits like this. I want to twirl you across the room, my hand light on the small of your back. Want our bodies to catch the rhythm, words never ceasing. You write, at first we held hands like children who bravely choose partners. Then tell me, my second year of college, they took a field trip, busload of white kids and me. We drove down 96th Avenue, right past the house I grew up in the square yard, home called Ghetto for the first time. And me, that white town I call home, the rumors persist. North of Bald Mountain, a lynching tree, just follow the logging roads. My tremors travel through the arc of our walk. Hands swing into the rhythm, your palm cool and dry. Subway to 54th Street, words never ceasing. They taunted me, weirdo, retard, monkey, hey Leslie. Taunted you, you don't say the words. I spread my body against yours. Try to imagine East Oakland, 1965. Later, I walk you to your car, steady my hand in yours, count the tremors. Written 1992, about relationship 1985. Tremors, hands broad and knobby, I tuck them against my body, let tremors run from shoulder blade to fingertip. Tension burns the same track of muscles. Pencil slows across blue lined paper. Words scratch like sandpiper tracks at low tide. Kids call it cripple. Bank tellers stare silent. Doctors predict arthritis. Joints crack in the vice grip. My hands want to learn to swear. Late at night, as I trace the long curve of your body, tremors touch skin, reach inside, and I expect to be taunted, only to have you rise beneath my hands. Ask for more. Written 1992, about everyday encounters. Interlude 2, Updraft. Tell it as a memory, a dream, a story. Once I stood in front of my sister and asked, do I look like a boy or a girl? I couldn't see myself in the mirror. And how will you tell it? Maybe you played hopscotch and jump rope with the girls, while the boys taunted, words falling like fists and rocks. Maybe you fell asleep, hoping beyond hope that you'd wake up a girl, a boy, something right. Maybe the boys let you play flag football on secret forts until your breasts appeared. Whatever the stories, hold them up by the handful. But don't tell them as if they were simple. Where do the breaks, ruptures, contradictions, repetitions lie? The marrow twists and turns, tangling toward the sun, never symmetrical, a shablow tree. I flew my kite for hours on end, spinning line out, red-tailed hawks keening on the updrafts, sun and wind reaching through me. Written 2005 to 2007. This is the end of part 3, continued in part 4.